Blog Talk Radio.
I've heard there was a secret chord that David played and it pleased the Lord, but you don't really care for music, do you? It goes like this, the fourth, the fifth, the minor fall, the major lift, the baffled king composing hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Your faith was strong, but you needed proof. You saw her bathing on the roof, her beauty and the moonlight overthrew you. She tied you to a kitchen chair, she broke your throne, she cut your hair, and from your lips she drew the hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Maybe I have been here before. I know this room, I've walked this floor. I used to live alone before I knew you. I've seen your flag on the marble arch. Love is not a victory march, it's a cone and it's a broken hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. There was a time you let me know what's real and going on below, but now you never show it to me, do you? And remember when I moved in you, the holy dark was moving too, and every breath we drew was hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Above, and all I ever learned from love was how to shoot at someone who outdrew you. And it's not a cry you can hear at night, it's not somebody who's seen the light, it's a cold and it's a broken hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to a network of Christian psychics. My name is Ellen, and I am your host. We're going to have a really great show for you tonight. Let me bring on my wonderful, beautiful, talented co-host, Cammy. Cammy, are you there?
Hi, Ellen, and hi, people. Yes, I am. How is everyone today?
Well, I bet we're a lot warmer than you are.
Ha! Oh, yeah. I don't think there's many colder places in the States than what we are.
I don't know. North Dakota is below. Is going to be below 60 degrees on tomorrow. So what are you guys up there in Calgary?
What did I tell you? It was minus.
Okay, hang on. I am going to. Okay, here we go. I got the Celsius calculator out. Okay, so minus what?
Well, I think let me just check. I don't want to tell you it's warmer than or colder than it is.
I know, God forbid.
Oh, yeah. I'm lucky I do the work I do. Right now, it's minus 18 without the wind chill. Celsius.
Okay. So that means it's about 0.4 below zero Fahrenheit. Metric of Earth. I calculated. Wow. Cold, 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 cold. Well, you know, it's been the new moon, and I got to tell you, I don't know about you, but I think we're getting little jokes played on us. It's almost like we're having a retrograde or something, because it's been like a really wild week.
I think we're in Aries now. Or Pisces. I think Pisces, maybe.
I have a check. But still, Pisces.
I did check my moon calendar. It's either Pisces or Aries.
Well, if it's Pisces, that would explain a lot more than Aries, but Pisces is a... Well, both of them are mutable. Iris is fire, and Pisces is water. So you know you got some mutability there. So that's pretty good. What we're going to do, I know we said this before, but we really have to hold true to this format. We have to kind of limit our time with each caller. We apologize. But we have so many people calling. We really want to get to everybody. Cammy and I are both available for private readings at the network of ChristianPsychics.com. If you want to call one of us and ask for a private reading, we do that. We're still running a special. If you buy 10 minutes, you'll get another 5 minutes free. We're going to probably put that all towards Valentine's Day because now we have the Valentine's love looming on the horizon. So, and it's on a weekend, and that should be fun. And all you people out there who read the book 50 Shades of Grey, the movie's coming out, so we'll know where most of the people will be on Valentine's
Day. Oh yeah.
Excuse me. But you know what you talk about real quick about relationships? People always ask me, you know, how do you know about relationships? And if you've listened to our shows before, the biggest thing that I've always found is, you know, people say to me, I have too high of standards. Well, you need standards. Everybody needs standards. Now, do we nitpick? That's where the line is. Do we just totally nitpick, or do we just work with what you have? Are you building a foundation? And if you can do that, you'd have more success. And I still have to say that not everybody's for everybody.
No.
But
there's
that's
an old saying, every pot has a lid.
That's what my Uncle Bert used to say.
That's what my grandmother used to say. My Scottish Nana, she used to say, every pot has a lid.
Yeah, but you know what? A lot of times I can't find my darn lids in my cabinet. I hate that.
Oh,
then,
yeah.
Then people,
they seem to go missing.
Yep, yeah, and then people improvise.
Mm-hmm.
This is kind of funny. Are you ready for our
so
first call?
When you choose a relationship, you should look for the things you have in common with the person.
Mm-hmm.
Not their looks or anything. It should be something based on communication in it as well.
Well, the thing is, too, with looks, people say they have to be good-looking. But when I said that before I met my husband, I meant good-looking for me.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it doesn't matter if you think he's not good-looking. I do. That's all that matters. You know?
Yeah, but people don't see it like that.
Exactly. And the thing is, you need a lot of interest, too, but it's okay for them to have different interests. Like my husband, for example, loves to collect diecast of World War II tanks and planes, and that's a hobby. That's fine. But we have things to do together, but we also have things that we do apart.
Yes,
which
agreed,
is fine,
yeah,
too. Well, let's get to our first caller and get the show started. Our first caller is 312-493. 312, are you there?
Yes, I'm here. Thank you for taking my call.
Oh, our pleasure. What's your name and where are you calling from?
My name is Tina. I'm calling from Chicago, Illinois.
Oh, I bet you are just so freaking cold up there.
Yes, it is.
See, I can laugh heinously because I'm in Florida, and it's actually, though, it's going to be 32 degrees Tuesday morning down here in Florida.
So
now,
it's
before
going to be minus 20
okay.
tomorrow.
I get all that, but I'm just saying for Florida, it's kind of chilly, and Florida has a different cold than the rest of the country. It's like
mm-hmm.
humidity we have in the summer, it just clings to you like a cold blanket. Yuck.
Yeah.
Anyway, Tina, enough about my weather channel. What can I do? What can we do for you tonight?
Actually, I wanted to know what kind of changes you see coming for me for this 2014. It could be in career, it could be in love. I mean, what you pick up, whatever strongly comes around, I just want to hear it.
Okay. Are you in the market for a new job? Because that's the first thing I heard.
Yes, yes.
Because it was like, I heard work.
Yep.
Let's see. I'm thinking probably, the first thing I heard was thaw. Like, you have to wait for the world to thaw out a little bit. So I'm thinking more like end of February, March for a new opportunity.
Okay.
And it's something that you may have considered, but you haven't really given much thought to.
Mm-hmm.
You know, something a little bit more, quote unquote, up your alley.
Okay.
I don't really see, let's see, love. I'm not really picking up anything on love. Are you doing something in the media?
No.
Because I kept on seeing, like, television screens and stuff, so I wondered if you were doing something in the media or some kind of promotions or something.
No. No. Anything, then it would be in the future, but no, not right now.
Yeah, well, that's kind of what I'm picking up. This is probably an opportunity you have never considered before that's coming your way then, because it's still, I'm trying to play around with it to see what's different, and I just keep getting, like, I can see, like, a whole bunch of, you know how they ever show up in the movies?
Mm-hmm.
The people sitting in front of, like, 50 television screens?
Yeah.
That's kind of what I'm seeing.
Wow.
And I don't know if it's something you haven't considered or you haven't really thought of.
Hmm.
So, Cammie, what do you think?
Around her work, she's going to be going for two interviews. Right, at the end of February and the second week of March, she will take the second job that gets offered to her.
Okay.
You will definitely be taking the second one.
Okay. Do you know what industry that is or no?
No, I'm not picking up what industry, but I'm picking up where you are. They're going to be making a lot of changes. Have they told you that they're making changes yet?
Well, I'm not working right now.
Well, there's a lot of changes around, a lot of changes. Wherever you are going, there's a lot of changes.
Okay.
But I wouldn't go with the first job. I would definitely go with the second job.
Okay. Okay.
Because the first job, they're going to make changes. Should you take it, they would make changes within a few weeks of you being there, and you would stand a good chance of losing your job. So take the second job that is offered.
Okay. Because the first job, when I was feeling that the changes, what I was picking up, is that they're going to hire you, which is fine. They would want to hire you.
Mm-hmm.
But then they would have to do cutbacks.
Mm-hmm.
Like, Mm-hmm. Something dips, so, you know, that's going to be not good.
Oh, no.
No, yeah, that's what I felt. I felt immediately changes and cutbacks. So it's not worth taking the first job. Take the second one that's offered to you.
All right. Okay. Okay. And it will come right after the other, so I know there's something coming, right?
Yeah, there's definitely something coming. Neither of us will tell you there's something if there's nothing. No, there's definitely something coming.
Okay. Okay.
And if it wasn't, we'd tell you.
Okay. I know you guys are honest. Thank you.
Yeah.
That's good
You're
news.
You're so welcome.
Yeah, good news. Thank you so much.
You're very welcome.
And God call bless. Us back and let us know. God bless you too.
Yeah, I will. Definitely. Thank you.
Good night, Tina.
Good night.
Wow. Yeah. Sometimes the jobs aren't exactly what we thought they would be. They just sort of, some things are known to us, some things aren't, but whatever it is, whatever we see, we tell our readers what we see, and if we don't see anything, we flat out tell you, we don't see it. Because it serves no purpose just not to, I mean, if I wanted to
We have to be honest, because if we're not honest, we're going to lose what we have.
Oh, yeah.
Gets tainted. So, yeah, we have to be honest, and we always are.
And honestly, we've talked about this before. We feel bad if it's not what the client wants to hear or the reader wants to hear, but we just can't change our readings to fit what people want.
Mm-mm.
It just doesn't happen that way. And you know,
no,
some
never.
Yeah. Mm-mm. Because if we do, we're not really doing a service to the reader or definitely not being the mouthpiece we need to be for the angels and our Lord. So that could be a problem. All right. Are we ready for our next call? It's 702-305. 702, are you there?
Yes, I am. And I'd like to thank you both for taking my call. Happy New Year.
You're welcome. Happy New Year. What's your name and where are you calling from?
My name is Craig, and I'm calling from Nevada.
Oh, Nevada. You're not cold out there, are you, in Nevada? Or you are cold?
It's in the 50s. It's not as cold as it is probably where you're at.
Well, not where I'm at. Probably not as cold as where Cammie's at. She's in the Great White North, A.
Hey.
Oh, boy.
What can we do for you tonight, Craig?
I'd like to know, when do you all see me finding or meeting my life partner?
Hmm.
All right. I would say any time between March and May.
Mm-hmm.
March and May for sure.
But
I'm getting
through
M's, and they're the only 2 months with M's.
March.
Okay.
But I it's going to be more than one. What I was getting, expanding on that, I think it's going to be more than one person that you're going to meet.
Yeah. He's going to kiss a lot of frogs till he finds the right prince or princess, as the saying goes.
Bring your anti-wart lipstick.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I do see more than one person in the picture. Until the right person, but the right person is between March and May, and I'm leaning more towards May than March.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
But
I feel you've been disappointed in your choices before.
Yeah, he's too nice of a guy. There's nothing wrong with you being nice, Craig, but the problem is, remember, I don't know if you heard me before on the radio, we're talking about standards.
Mm-hmm.
If someone does, if you want to meet somebody who, I'm just pulling something out, who has a steady job, for example, because it's important, I know in this day and age, unless you're making a lot of millions of dollars, which I hope you are, but if you're not and you need another income, you need to have somebody stable, and having somebody who isn't going to help you with your life goal. You know, or somebody say that you don't want children, but I know you do. Let's say you do want children and the other one doesn't, well, then you need to not lower your standard for that.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not telling you to be real picky, where you nitpick at every little thing, but the problem is that you don't really stand up for yourself in relationships. You'd rather be with somebody that's not right for you than be alone. And I get it, but I personally believe that you deserve better than that, and you
mm-hmm.
need to really get your heart's desire without compromising. Like, if you don't like to go out every weekend and your life partner does, that could be a problem, you know, or
mm-hmm.
if you just really, really need to set your standards. There's always some little bit of wiggle room, but what you can't do is the polar opposite.
Okay.
Because you're going to be miserable, and that's something
mm-hmm.
you've been finding out with your last relationships.
Yeah.
You're going out with very beautiful women, and I get that. I'm not saying you go out with somebody you don't find attractive, but there's not a lot of substance there.
Mm-mm.
And you seem to be more attracted to people who are women that are, you know, I guess pretty, really pretty, but have absolutely no substance. No, I'm not saying all beautiful people have no substance. I'm just saying the one that Craig here is attracted to are very beautiful, but they don't really have substance. They're more, I don't know, glitter and glamour.
Yeah. Well, bitterness.
Well, you know what I mean, right?
Oh, I know exactly what you mean, and you're absolutely right. Absolutely on point.
But, you know, I just think that, you know, you should take that all in consideration, and, you know, you can do a lot better for yourself.
Absolutely.
Okay. Cammie, what do you think?
Yeah, I agree totally with what you said.
Mm-hmm.
I feel he's always gone more for looks because presentation is everything to him, and he doesn't actually think before the time what he wants from the relationship.
You know what? Something I've talked about this on the radio before, but do you know what I do, Craig? Is I would write down what's important to me. In fact,
mm-hmm.
oddly enough, Cammie and I were talking about this before we came on the radio this evening, and we're talking about looks. Now, people need to be attracted to other people. But what you need to do is put down attractive to me. It doesn't matter if your buddies think she's pretty or whatever. It matters what you think. Some people
mm-hmm.
will find, you know, my husband thinks I'm beautiful, but some other men might think I'm the dog's dinner. And that's okay. Wait, stop laughing at me, Kelly. But you know what I'm saying? It doesn't matter what the other people
well, yeah.
think. I only care what my husband thinks. When it suits
yeah, that's right. You should only care what your partner thinks, not what anyone else thinks.
Yeah. I mean, it's just life.
Mm-hmm.
Not everybody is attracted
mm-hmm.
to everything. And I've learned that a long time ago. What was that? Yeah. Cray?
Yes.
Was there somebody behind you? I thought I heard somebody.
Yeah, I heard
somebody was behind
that's
me. Yeah, get them from being distracting. But, yes, I heard everything you guys said.
Oh, okay. So that's what we're reading for you for your new year on love.
Well, thank you very much. It sounds like I'm going to finally find my partner this year.
Right.
But between around May, April, May. I saw between March and May, but I'm leaning more towards May than March.
Great. Right when it gets hot here. So that'd be great.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Well, that's yeah. good. Well, Nevada gets hot a lot, doesn't it?
Oh,
for you
yes,
north.
It's torture.
Lucky you. Lucky you.
I know.
You.
But thank you very much, and I'll talk to you all soon.
Okay, please
You're
do.
Welcome.
Have a good one.
Have a great evening.
Same to you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Okay, well, we're going to take a slight little break, and we will be right back on the air. I'm going to go pick a really cool song. I got one. Kind of like the Valentine's Day thing. The Beatles. All You Need Is Love. We'll be right back.
Oh, okay.
Everyone, we are back in the Network of Christian Psychics, and my name is Ellen, and my co-host, Celtic Camille Canny, is with us tonight. We can also do private readings if you look us up at the Network of Christian Psychics, and we're ready for our next call. All right, our next call is set 978-978. Are you there?
Yes, I am. Hi, Ellen. Hi, Cammy. How are you both?
We're good. And you? How are you?
Good, thank you. I have
what's
a question.
Your, excuse me, sweetheart. Before you do, what's
sure.
your name?
Kathleen.
Your name, Kathleen, and where are you calling from?
Massachusetts.
You're cold.
Yeah, but tomorrow morning it's supposed to be 50 when you wake up. Then it's going to get colder as the day goes on, believe it or not.
You know,
and it was warm today.
Well, you know God created something called the sun. You haven't seen much of that, though, have you?
Oh, no, I'm still waiting for that. I'm waiting for it to appear.
Well, when you see it's a big yellow thing in the sky, actually
yeah,
warm.
Yeah, that's what they tell me. That's what they tell me anyway. That I'm still looking out for it.
What's your question for us tonight?
Well, I basically had two. One's really quick. Tomorrow I was thinking there's a job that I'm interested in, and I wanted to know if you saw me getting it.
Hmm. is it just one job, or is it more than one job? Because my first reaction was no, and I don't know
no.
if because it's not. No, don't be disheartened. I could be bringing a different job. You know, it could be something else.
Well, I liked it because the hours were perfect and all.
Yeah, but I don't know how happy you're going to be there. So you might want to do a little bit more research.
Do you know when a job will come in for me?
Middle of February.
Yeah. But you're still going to the interview tomorrow, right?
It's not set in stone. I mean, I saw it on Craigslist, so I was just going to call and ask if I could come in because they need someone ASAP, it says on the ad on Craigslist.
It doesn't hurt to do that because I was going to remind you, Kathleen, we're just reading what we see right this second. We don't expect you not to go tomorrow. We never expect any of our clients to live by our readings as a absolute and not like a prediction. But I would still go and put, you know, get your job vibes out there, but I don't believe you're going to get this job. I just think
what is
little...
the one you see in February then? What type of a work what type of a job do you see?
I'm not seeing anything specific. Are you, Cammy?
No, I don't see anything specific, but I just see the timeline. That's all I'm being shown.
Okay.
Feel it is something that she's not exactly experienced in, but she will receive the necessary training. It's also going to be a job that's going to offer more scope for advancement.
Yeah.
Okay. All right, another question real quick.
Sure.
There's a gentleman I'm interested in, and I want to know if you see that going anywhere or not.
What's his name, if you can give us his first name only?
Joe. Well, I'll give you the last initial. It's D, because I know a lot of Joes, so the last initial is D.
Wow. What I'm feeling right now is that it's like a slow and steady pace.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not truly sure of the outcome. I don't see anything that says run away from him, but I'm not really sure if this is your true relationship yet. I see the calendar May. So perhaps there'll be somebody new coming in May. But I'm seeing, with you, Kathleen, is you might be in this phase that I really call the rebuilding phase, because it seems like everything for you this year is stacking up to rebuild.
Mm-hmm.
Because you've had so many issues last year and the year, especially the year before. And I'm feeling a lot of pain. So I'm thinking 2014 sort of like you're shot in the arm. And it's just a whole, it's sort of like, what do they call that? Raise the earth. Your whole thing is being raised, like flattened, disintegrated, and now you're getting new opportunity for rebirth and rebuilding. And
okay.
One thing with you, though, you don't really like change. I can personally appreciate that because I'm a Taurus. But you really have to let some change go, because everything needs some kind of motion going forward or whatever. Every living thing needs to go forward or some sort of advancement on some level. And what you're doing is you're fighting it. And when you're fighting it, you're getting more stuck, more frustrated, and more help, like you feel you're being held back or held down.
Mm-hmm.
So
this person in May, do you see, what can you tell me about them? So I know who it is.
Well, that's what I'm talking about.
Dark hair.
Dark hair?
Dark hair, around 6 feet. Not stocky, I won't say slender, but like of medium build. Shirt and tie, so works in an office.
You know how many times I've heard that?
Yeah,
so many.
I know.
Well, we all can't be wrong, okay?
No. Do you have an idea where I'd meet him then, or initial, and I'll let you go?
I see. Sometimes, and not often, you like to go out to coffee shops and things like that, or bistros or something like that. That is where you meet him.
At a coffee shop?
It's around a bistro or a coffee shop or something. It's in a mall type of thing, but it's not a very busy place. You'll be invited out there with someone, and that is when you'll meet him.
Okay, and you don't have a name or initial?
Oh, you want a name? I don't have a name for you. I have the initial L.
L? Hmm. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Well, thank you both very much. I appreciate it.
You're anytime. Very welcome. Bye.
Okay. Bye now.
Bye. Yeah. Well, yeah. Some people just get stuck and just don't like change. But, you know, Cammy's a lot better than I am sometimes with, you know, giving more specific with what they look like and stuff?
I have remote vision. It's just I just get the pictures, that's all.
Yeah.
Like watching a movie and having to string the movie together.
That is true.
Like making a movie and then you have all these clips and you have to put the clips together. So that's what
where
I
they
get.
Make some sense.
Huh. Where they make sense, yeah.
Because sometimes you keep on looking at things and you're like, what am I looking at? You know, why am
yeah,
I seeing this?
Yeah, or what am I hearing? It doesn't make sense.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Then after a while you go, aha.
But you don't question them because they don't lie.
No.
We only give what we are given.
Yeah, we can't really just force.
No, we can't
know,
give if we don't have the information. We can't just make it up. We can only give what we are given.
Exactly. We can, but that's
there's
really
no
useless.
Fairy tale. You can't say there's a fairy tale to make anyone happy. That doesn't work that way.
Well, actually, fairy tales aren't all they cracked up to be honest with you.
Yeah,
I mean,
exactly.
Actually, some of the scariest stuff I've ever read in my life were fairy tales.
Yeah, true.
Grimms weren't kidding when they said it was a grim fairy tale. They were not
the
kidding.
Hansel and Gretel being thrown in the oven, that was probably my scariest one as a kid.
Mine was something about a princess being cast out by her mom, and she was destined to be the goose keeper or something, and they had this really magical talking horse named Fala, and they cut off the horse's head, and every time she went by, it talked to her.
Oh,
yeah,
that
was pretty freaky for seven. Yeah, I know, right?
That sounds like a fairy tale.
It was in the Grimm's Book of Fairy Tales. And I think a lot of things are kind of like...
I missed out on that one.
Yeah, no, you did. It was pretty gruesome. But a lot of people don't realize a lot of that was actually happening. But you, like Aesop's Fables, you couldn't name the kings and princes and queens and the countries that was happening to. You had to make up the land far, far away once upon a time. Otherwise, well, things didn't turn out so well for storytellers sometimes. Wow. Talk about a grim fairy tale. Let's go on to our next caller.
Yeah, that is a grim fairy tale. You're right.
Well, I don't make this stuff up. Let's go see if we can get some happy place with our next caller. 410-562-410. Are you there? Hello?
Hi there.
Hi. What's your name and where are you calling from?
This is Anna.
Anna?
Yes.
Where are you calling from?
Maryland.
Maryland. Another cold place. What can we do for you tonight? Anne, I can't hear you.
I'm just wondering what you can tell me as far as what's coming up for either a relationship or career this year.
Cammy, what are you getting? I'm like,
the
I'm
relationship
sorry.
Coming is either a renewal in her relationship or it's a new relationship all together because I get the word new.
Okay.
I feel this is going to come along around March, perhaps the end of February, but March, they're giving me March, and I feel this is going to be different to anything you've had before. It's also going to make you a lot happier than you've had been in the past. I know you've been very disappointed with relationships.
Yes.
Some of them have been like you've been on a roller coaster ride. You just don't ever get to the bottom. It just goes up and it dips and up and it dips. So this one is going to bring you more stability and security. It's going to be long term.
Okay. Good. Okay. Do you see anything as far as career? I've been looking to make a change in job. I have one now, but I've been looking to make a change.
Yeah, you should start applying, all right. It's going to be about a 2-month process, And just after Easter, you will have something new.
Okay.
There is going to be some studying involved with it, too. Are you thinking of going back to school?
I'm looking to get on some certifications, yes.
Yeah, because I see some studies around you, and I do feel it's going to be good for you.
Okay, wonderful. Thank you very much.
You're very welcome. Have a good evening.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye. Okay, we're going to take another short break. We'll be right back. Everyone, welcome back to the Network of Christian Psychics. My name is Ellen, and we're on the air. My co-host Cammy, ready to bring you messages of angels and from our Lord. We are also available for private readings at the Network of Christian Psychics if you want to give us a call. Are you ready for our next caller, Cammy?
Yes, I am.
Okay, let me just pick up 856-217. 856-217, are you there?
Yes, I am. Hello, this is Stacy calling.
Hi, Stacy. Where are you calling from?
Well, another cold state. I'm laughing because each time you get somebody, they're in a cold state. I'm in New Jersey.
Whoa, Jersey.
Yeah, that's what I say.
I think the only people who haven't been cold are myself and Craig. The rest of y'all are just freezing.
Yeah, it's been a little rough lately.
I know, right? I know they closed the schools in Minnesota. Oh, no, that.
Wow.
Because of frostbite.
Yeah, I'm lucky I'm not in Chicago or Minnesota. I mean, we are spared a little bit compared to those states, but it's been, you know, for New Jersey, it's been pretty brutal. Yes, it has.
Yeah, it has. What is your question tonight?
Well, it seems to be going in a trend as I'm hearing the other ladies ask their questions. I have a similar, not to be boring, I am fully employed. I've been with the same employer for years, and I'm in a good spot. I'm well liked. I get good reviews, and I'm a single parent though. I have a son in college, and it's finances are extremely tight. No matter how careful I am. And I'm wondering, A, if you see finances getting a little easier from either an advancement at work or if you see me settling down with someone and maybe having, two incomes eventually.
Well, you will settle down with someone. Around September, you will meet someone.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay. I did meet. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
No, go ahead. Finish. You met somebody?
I started dating a fellow named Tony. Beginning of November. He's very tall, about 6'4", salt and pepper. But he, mm-hmm. I believe he cares. But he's very involved in his career. And I wasn't quite sure how that was going to go.
It's going to go well, but I do see a commitment around you, September. I definitely see some form of a commitment around you.
Right.
And is that a new person or someone from my past?
They're just showing me the commitment. They're not telling me if it's new or that. They're showing me a commitment. They're showing me you have a lot in common with them.
Is it this fellow Tony, do you think, or someone different?
He's tall.
This guy's 6'4",
he's really tall. He's tall. He's quite well built.
Yeah. He's mm-hmm. Greek. Tony is Greek. Salt and pepper, mustache.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. So maybe it's worth hanging
Greek.
In there.
That's Pardon very me? Tall for. I said that's very tall for Greek.
Yeah. It is. I'm 5'6" and a half, and I come up to his chest. And I thought I was tall.
Yeah. Well, being from the short people, I can't say anything about that because my son looms over me by a whole head. He's 17, and he looms over me.
My son's way over me, too. He's 5'11", and he loves to tease me. And so perhaps maybe it's worth hanging in there with Tony. Maybe this this commitment in September is him?
Yeah, I see a commitment for you, September.
That's wonderful.
Yeah,
and I'm sorry. Go ahead.
No, I was just going to say just, keep doing what you're doing. But also remember, when we read for you, we're not telling you things etched in stone. And you always have the openness. Yeah, because people sit there, oh, you told me I did this.
No,
I remember
I'm not one of those people.
Oh, thank
you. No.
One of my very, very powerful psychic friends was doing a reading for a gentleman, and she saw, a lot of money coming his way. And I'm talking oodles, like millions. So maybe he was hitting the lottery or something. You know what he did?
Right.
He quit work and stayed home waiting for it.
You know, that's an idiot.
Yeah, I know. I mean, I'm not kidding.
You have a gift, You have a gift. You're trying to help people. You're seeing what you can see. And anyone who quits their job the next day shame on them and not on you guys trying to help.
Yeah.
Others,
yeah, it was like, I couldn't believe what I was hearing. I'm like, what? She said she quit his job, and now he's blaming me because the money never came. I said, but who told him
he needs
him
more than a psychic. He needs counseling.
Shit.
Yeah, he needs something with it.
I'll be very blunt.
Yeah. Because we're just like...
What,
go ahead. I know.
I'm just saying... It's so cool talking to you ladies. It's the first time I've called into your show, and I'm really enjoying it. And I just have one last thing. In reference to my job, I've been there for almost 9 years. I get great reviews. I got a small promotion, but they're very, very tight-fisted with money. And I'm wondering, do you see anything more substantial substantial happening with my position, because I am happy there.
Not immediately, no. Not immediately.
Okay.
I'm looking for the first 6 months, and I'm not seeing anything in 6 months.
No.
Okay. Okay. Thank you.
You're very welcome.
And give us a call back. We'd love to hear from you again.
I will. I will. I will. And you guys have a great night.
You
too.
Bye.
You too.
Thank you.
Bye. You're welcome.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Yeah, well, that was a good read. I mean, I like when people are like, I'll eat lunch. Please do. Our next caller is actually from New Jersey as well. 856-776. 856-776. Are you there?
Yeah, hi. This is Laura. Thanks for taking my call.
Hey, Laura. How are you doing, Laura?
I'm good. How are you two doing?
Good.
Good.
What question do you have for us tonight?
So my question is, I applied recently for a position with a foundation, and they had sent me a letter through the email saying they were interested, but they would be getting back to me. I guess they're coming back around to the applicants towards the end of January.
Right.
And I was just wondering if you see me getting that job.
I see you being called in for the interview, but I would say you're one of the top two candidates.
Yeah, I was saying, I see you going in.
A second interview.
There is an interview. But
Yeah.
Do you see me getting it, or you don't know?
No, I see you going for a second interview, too. You're one of top two candidates. That's all I can see.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's pretty much what I'm getting to. It's just you're gonna get through the door, but I'm not picking up anything after that as far as getting the job either.
Do you see me getting any other job at all besides that one?
Not right now.
Mm-mm. Okay.
We don't see it right this second doesn't mean it's not going to happen.
Yeah, it's just that we're not seeing it right this minute. Yeah.
Okay, well, thank you.
You're very welcome. Bye.
Bye.
Bye-bye. Okay, let's go on to our next caller. It's 313-414. 313, are you there?
Yes, I'm here. How are you?
Good, how are you? What's your name and where are you calling from?
Michelle in Michigan.
Wow, you're cold too.
Yes,
I'm getting all these snow states. What can we do for you?
Just what do you have in general for love and marriage and finances?
Let's see what I'm getting.
You asked about finances.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
I did.
Finances are still going to be tight for the next while. It'll be okay, but it won't be a lot of money to spare, and this is probably going to be your pattern until the summer.
Yeah, I kind of see everything kind of slowing down for you. I just feel like, I don't know, it's like taking a breath.
So I want to lose everything. Am I going to lose anything I have?
No.
You're not losing anything. I'm just saying that we're just saying we're not seeing anything extra right this second. We don't see you losing everything. It's just that it's not moving as forward as quickly as you would like it to. We're not seeing anything to a latter part of this year right now.
Wow, that's scary.
Yeah. But you still need to keep, you know, doing what you're doing. And I just feel like you're just, I don't know, you're stalled for the moment. I'm not really picking up a lot. Cammy, are you after that?
No, that's basically what I'm getting as well.
Yeah, Michelle, excuse me. Can you do us a favor and call us back next week? Maybe we can get some more on this. Sometimes we're not getting a lot of stuff, and it just means that we're just not picking up on it. And maybe if you call next week, we can see if we can pick up something more for you. But right now, that's really all we're getting.
Okay. All right, thank you.
I'm so sorry, but I don't want you to think that we're blowing you off. We're not. We're just not seeing anything right now.
Okay.
All right. Well, have a good evening.
Thank you. You too.
You're welcome.
Bye.
I hate that when we do that. I just couldn't pick up anything on her.
I didn't pick up anything. Not a thing.
Well, sometimes we'll ask you all to call back another time just so we can try again. It's just sometimes we're just not picking up on something. And it's weird if we both don't pick up on something.
Mm-hmm. We usually one will pick up if that does.
Yeah, it just was like blank.
Mm-hmm.
That is weird. Okay, our next caller is 302-762-302. Are you there?
Yes, I am. Thank you for taking my call.
You're welcome. What's your name and where are you calling from?
My name is Karen, and I'm calling from Delaware.
Okay. I know it's cold up there. What can
it
we
is
do for
really
you?
Cold here. Very cold. I was wondering what you see coming up for me in this coming year.
In which way?
Yeah.
How about love life? If you see anything coming up.
Well, I did hear something about a relationship. Did you just get over one? Because I'm feeling remnants. Why am I feeling remnants? Well, a relationship I feel is coming. I'm just getting little pieces of remnants, which is kind of strange. It's like a patchwork quilt, so I'm wondering, you're not trying to take somebody back, are you?
We actually haven't really started.
Okay.
We've talked about That's it, hard. But we haven't actually started seeing each other.
That's probably why I'm getting remnants. Can you tell me the first name? Is that okay?
Yeah, his name is Tom.
I'm feeling pretty positive about him. I don't see anything really getting really steady for a while, but does he live outside the state?
No, in the state.
I just feel like one of you travels. Cammy, what are you picking up?
I just feel, I know they started talking to each other.
Mm-hmm.
The talking is going to go further. There will be sort of a beginning of a relationship. It will go on for a while, but there won't be a commitment. There will be no diamond ring or anything from this association.
At least not the way we see it right now.
No, not what I'm looking at right now.
Can I ask a question? I mean, can you consider something? Do you believe, and you don't have to answer this, this is just something I want to throw out there, because you know what's kind of sticking out to me is that I'm getting like patchwork remnants, like pieces, And I was just wondering if you may be more interested in the commitment than he is. And they really haven't talked a lot about it or haven't started, but I'm just wondering because I just feel like with him, he feels like he's traveling. I don't know why. I get traveling a lot. So I don't know how grounded into commitment he would be. Do you know what I'm talking about? Or no?
No.
No. Okay, and then just be honest with me. This is what I'm feeling. You can go on the relationship, and that's fine, just that I'm not really sure how deep the commitment is on his part yet.
Well, that's good to know.
Yeah, I mean, I just, you know, I just, you know, unfortunately, but you know what, if you want to call us back in a few weeks or something, we might be able to read something totally different. It's just that right now it's just not really moving, so to speak.
Mm-hmm. Okay, well, thank you very much.
You're welcome. Have a great new year.
Okay, bye-bye.
Thank you, bye-bye. Okay, we've been having a little bit of malfunctions on our board, so this will most likely be our very last call for the night. Sorry about the sometimes this happens. Our next caller is 626-991. 626, are you there?
Yes, hello. Greetings.
Hi.
From California.
Ah, California. You heard my California song from the Mamas and the Papas, right? That's what made
you
call.
Oh, I love that song.
What's your name?
Sure, my name is Frank.
Frank, hey. I know you call from California. What can we do for you tonight?
Yes, I'd like to know what's in store for me this month, business as well as legal.
Legal? Can you be more specific?
Yes, yes, I have an issue with the mortgage company. I have an attorney named Ben.
I'd
like to know what the energy is around it.
Well, I personally, I'm not sure how this is actually going to play out, but I'm feeling that it's actually working.
There's going to be a compromise.
Yeah. It's moving forward.
Mm-hmm. It's moving forward. There's going to be a compromise. It's not going to be as bad as he thinks.
Mm-mm.
Okay, because right now they gave me one compromise, but then it doesn't suit my needs. So will there be another one?
Yes.
Yeah. They're going to work with you. You're not going to lose the property. They're going to work with you.
Because the one thing banks, that I'm feeling too, is they don't really want your house. Because it's one of the thousands they have that's not making them any money. So I think their feeling is they'd rather keep you in the house to get money. You know what I'm saying? They'd rather keep you in there so you're paying your mortgage in some rate. And then rather than having it sit dead for years.
Oh, I agree with you, but just they play games. They tell you one thing, and then they submit something else, or they provide something else.
You know, your attorney will just, you know, just keep sending it back.
And he's a good guy.
Yeah, I'm feeling good.
It's not going to be as bad as he thinks, and there's definitely going to be a compromise. They're going to work with him.
Okay. Great. Yeah. I thank you so much.
Oh, you're so
welcome. You're very welcome.
Have a great year.
You too.
You too. Bye.
Bye-bye. Well, that's the technical difficulties. I had some people that completely dropped.
Yeah, it's cracking up on my end.
So we are going to call this a night. We want to thank all our listeners and our callers for calling in. Call us back next week on the Network of Christian Psychics. And we'll get more messages and more angelic realms. So please give us a call. We'd love to read for you. Take care, everybody, and good night.